Biden speaks at his alma mater. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. President Biden addressing this year's graduates at the University of Delaware Saturday. He graduated from there in 1965.
There's one message I hope you take from me today. This is no time to be on the sidelines. It's not hyperbole. I mean it from the bottom of my heart. We need all of you to get engaged in public life, the life of this nation.
President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden will visit Uvalde, Texas, Sunday, where 19 children and two teachers were killed in a mass shooting at Robb Elementary School Tuesday. Vice President Kamala Harris speaking at a memorial church service in Buffalo, New York, Saturday, honoring the 10 people killed during a mass shooting at a supermarket. Investigators say the gunman was targeting them because they were black.
I cannot even begin to express our collective pain as a nation for what you are feeling in such an extreme way. To not only lose someone that you love, but through an act of extreme violence and hate.
The suspect expected to receive additional hate crime and terrorism charges. Former President Trump giving a speech to a crowd of supporters at a rally in Casper, Wyoming, Saturday.
We did more than perhaps any, but just about more than any president in the history of our country.
Former President Trump traveling to Wyoming to support Harriet Hageman in the state's GOP congressional race, where she is facing incumbent Liz Cheney. Governor Newsom of California testing positive for COVID-19. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Former President Trump planning to compete against Netflix and Disney.
Donald Trump is planning a new streaming service that he claims will be a non-woke alternative to Netflix and Disney+. Trump Media and Technology Group have filed a public listing looking for regulatory approval before the end of the year. The company TMTG started off in social media with Truth Social earlier this year, but it now looks to be moving into other sectors, designating TMTG Plus as its streaming vehicle. Programming, according to Deadline, will include blue-collar comedy canceled shows, Trump-specific programming, and more. The prospectus adds it will provide a platform for conservative and or libertarian views and otherwise canceled content that will include podcasts. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
An investigation underway into an act of vandalism at a black church in Missouri.
There's anger in southwest Missouri after a swastika was found painted on the outside of Springfield's oldest historically black church. It was founded in 1847. The church's pastor, Reverend Tracy Wolf, says she's convinced it was a hate crime following the Buffalo, New York racially motivated mass shooting. Police have not identified a suspect and are asking any witnesses to come forward. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Some U.S. lawmakers supporting activists in Mexico in their attempts to expand abortion access.
Pro-choice advocates in Mexico have been working to relax the country's abortion restrictions and guarantee access for all women. U.S. lawmakers from five states, including Texas, visited Mexico and met with advocates and legislators. Texas State Representative Aaron Zwiener saying that it was touching to see people spending time and effort to help American women. Jane Fergus, Fox News.
The Indianapolis 500 taking place Sunday. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.